Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast. I'm laughing because it's our 100th episode. And I feel like when I said, hey, it's Bree, I had like a frog in my throat. Oh. And I was like, am I really screwing this up for the 100th episode?
You've screwed it up for 99, so.
Okay, bring it back around.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is... hey, it's Bree.
Bree.
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is episode 100 / Q and Gay number 10. Can you believe?
It's wild.
Okay, this one we have talked about, though. 100 mm-hmm. is like fucking wild.
Oh, it's nuts.
It goes downhill from here, and we never really hit an uphill section. But like 100 feels like a big fucking milestone.
No, I am actually, all jokes aside, super proud of us. Yeah. Because to stick to anything for this long, I know we don't give ourselves a pat on the back often, but I'm proud of us. So when I was driving over here today to record, I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, super cool.
To stick to something for this long, and I feel like we're really proud of the community of listeners that we have. Y'all are so engaged and really seem to enjoy the podcast, and it's like, it's just a cool little community that we've created around I Can Explain podcasts, and I'm just excited to see where it goes from here. Probably downhill.
It's super real. Downhill.
Oh my God. It's going to crash and burn real quick.
And she was already on fire. Yeah, absolutely. We don't give ourselves any pats on the back because half the time we're like, we are the worst people ever. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like we do, but I feel like we don't give our listeners enough of a pat on the back sometimes. So thank you. Yeah. Sincerely, for listening to 100 episodes of this rompous room fuckery.
Yes. And you know what's something that I love is there's listeners that have been here for literally years.
Yep.
And then there's also a lot of new listeners that's fun to see because we get tons of DMs that are like, wow, I just found your podcast 2 months ago and I'm already like 70 episodes in. And people are just binging it, which is really cool. I don't know how they listen to us for that long.
Horrible.
But yeah, thank you to both the listeners that have been here from day one when we were so excited when we first put it up and we got like 100 listens. It was like, oh my God, 100 people listened.
And now we get 102.
Yeah, and now it's like grown to like, I think we got 107 listens the other day.
You know.
It's like popping
big.
So we're on a steady incline.
Absolutely.
I'm really just excited to see where it goes. And I am excited about the fact that I still feel like I have things that I want to talk about, that I'm still having so much fun with you doing it.
I absolutely agree.
I'm just stoked. But yeah, so before we get into the Q&A number 10, or Q&K, pardon me.
Yeah, I was many times we've fucking done this?
10 to be exact. First of all, I'm so excited that this is the episode because also I feel like if we hadn't done this Q&K every 10th episode, I would have put so much weight on us for the 100th episode.
Absolutely.
I would have been so stressed and anxious. I even still am a little stressed and anxious because this feels so big.
It does.
But we're going to get into that. I feel like the listeners asked so many amazing questions. I was really excited taking a look at them because the questions that y'all thought of are so funny. And the way that you can do that if you want to get involved for our next Q&A is following us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And you can also follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. And again, wherever you are listening, we want to thank you for listening. But we'd also love if you supported us and helped us grow by subscribing, following, rating us 5 stars only, and sharing us on social media and tagging us. We'd love to see it. And we have some exciting news.
Yes.
We have some really exciting news because I know a lot of you really do feel like you're a part of this community with us, which you are, and we're so excited about it. And we want to have a chance for us to connect deeper with you. And also, let's be real, we want to make a little bit of money, okay? We need it. Okay, we're always real with y'all, but if you appreciate us not loading this podcast with ads, ads that we don't believe in just to make a buck. And if you appreciate this podcast, it brings some happiness to your life. Maybe it makes you laugh. Maybe you've gotten some advice and you want to support us back for the hours that we put in. We are starting a Patreon. And you can head over there and there's going to be all sorts of tiers with cool rewards. And we really wanted to make sure that the rewards are worth your money and something that we think is going to be really fun and dynamic and include you in the podcast even more than we've already been doing. So you can head over to Patreon, search I Can Explain Podcast. All of it's going to be linked on our Instagram page at I Can Explain Podcast, and check out those reward tiers. Again, we appreciate your support in so many different ways, like sharing us on social media and messaging us and following us on Instagram. So if you don't have the money, do not worry about it at all. But if you do, if you want to, throw us a coffee once a month, throw us a couple bucks here and there.
Just throw coffee at me.
Yeah. You know, honestly, you'll take that too.
You live in the Vancouver area. I'll drop my address and I'll try to catch it.
We would greatly appreciate it because obviously the combination of not wanting to give you bullshit ads and also having a podcast where we are both queer and talking about a lot of things that a lot of advertisers do not love, we would really appreciate your support. And with that, I think we have one more exciting announcement that we're going to give like a little throwback.
We're giving a throwback. And that throwback is for our day ones.
Yes.
And that is a good old little piece of KSMR.
KSMR.
With Sean.
And Bree.
You're not close enough.
Sorry. I don't want to make out with you.
Oh, no, that's the KSMR.
It's just us making out for the 100th episode.
Okay, so this week's KSMR, here it goes. Do you know what that is?
It's merch, bitch.
It's merch. So yes, we finally have merch.
As we blow their ears off.
Yeah. People had turned up their volume, and now we're like...
Honestly, as we did that, I was like, thank God we got rid of this segment.
It's horrible, yeah.
It was cute, though. A little throwback for the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. But merch. So we also have been requested a lot, actually. Where's the merch? And we were like, we don't have it. And now
Where's the merch? We're like, the what?
We're like, wait, we aren't just supposed to like sit in a closet every week for nothing? Because honestly, that's what we kind of do.
Yeah.
We just do it for fun. Like, we really love it. And we honestly love seeing people's feedback and that it helps some people and it makes them laugh. Like, it gives us so much value in that way. But it's also cool that people want to support us and they want to, you know, rep us with some merch. We tried really hard to make sure the merch is like awesome in our opinion and something that like we want to wear, and we're hopeful that you all will want to rock it too. So we have a couple different designs going up, and that will also be linked over on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast. And I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited too.
I think y'all are gonna like it.
I think we made some cute shit.
Yeah. So at the time of this episode, while you're listening, it is up and ready to purchase. There are hats, long sleeves, hoodies, t-shirts. All for your wearing pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
pleasure it will be.
Okay, should we get into the questions?
Yes.
This is so cute. Like, I just feel so, like, I don't know. I'm getting emotional. I'm getting sappy.
Yeah, and before we jump into this, part of the Patreon may or may not be some sort of community... Maybe Discord of some sorts.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, just tell him.
Well, just because, like, honestly, one of the, like, most amazing, I would say probably the most amazing part of this podcast is that I haven't killed Brie. And the second part that's so amazing is we genuinely are constantly in shock and awe about how awesome our followers are.
Yeah.
And how many great questions are asked and how many amazing experiences are shared with us. And it's like, we're just two fucking idiots sitting in this closet talking about our experiences, and they're echoed and understood and relived and all this stuff through our listeners.
Yeah.
So we were like, how amazing and awesome would it be if there was somewhere that you could connect with each other as well?
Totally.
Because... like, it is such an awesome community, and there's so many shared experiences that 100%. We've had the pleasure of reading about.
Yeah. And let's be real. Also, there's so many times that people give us different perspectives in our DMs that we didn't even think about when we were doing the podcast. So we want all of you to be able to see all those different perspectives and chat with each other, and also chat with us. So the Discord community is going to be a place where, you know, every week when the podcast goes up, y'all can like talk about it and be like, this part was funny. I related to this part. Has anyone else experienced this? I had an additional question, and we can engage with you and answer those questions. And also, you know, with things like the Q&As or the advice episodes, making sure that we are getting those questions first from Discord community members that are supporting us. So yeah, we're really excited about it. There's other really cool rewards too, but make sure you check that out. Okay, I'm almost afraid to ask this first question.
Okay.
Because if you want to remember back to our grilled cheese question,
oh, no.
This is similar, and it took like half the episode.
And it was the most divisive thing we've said.
Honestly. So 101 is going to be part two grilled cheese.
Yeah.
But let's get to this. Is cereal a soup?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Cereal is a soup.
No, it's not.
Cereal is a soup.
I almost just shut your laptop. I was almost like, I'm
the
done.
Milk is the broth and the
cut
cereal.
The cameras to that.
And the cereal itself are the noodles. They're just in a different form.
I hate that. I disagree. I completely disagree.
Okay, but are you disagreeing because you actually disagree, or are you disagreeing because your brain can't process that?
I think I need to go to therapy for this, honestly.
Well, because like gazpacho is technically a soup.
Well, yeah, I agree that gazpacho
is soup.
So
it's just a cold soup.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When your ice cream melts and you eat it with a spoon, is it a soup?
Yeah.
No! So if you put a smoothie in a bowl and you ate it with a spoon, is it a soup?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm disturbed. So for you, a soup is just the vessel.
A soup is a state of mind.
If there's a spoon in a bowl, it's a soup,
it's
for
a
Sean.
Soup. Yes.
I'm going to make you orange juice soup and just like put orange juice in a bowl and be like, there you go. Here's
I'll be like,
lunch.
Give me a spoon. Do you have anything to dip?
Okay, we're moving on because okay. This could be a whole episode too. That's episode 102.
You know what I'm curious? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm trying to move on here,
no,
Sean.
No.
Okay, we're okay, stuck on the cereal soup.
Here
okay.
We go. Let's see what the definition of soup is.
Oh,
a liquid dish that's, first of all, just separate, made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water. Okay, kind of loose, but a substance.
That's not loose, that's straight up not cereal.
Here we go. This is a substance or mixture perceived to resemble soup in appearance or consistency.
Okay, no, but the first one just discredited you, and you just walked right by it. The vegetables cooked and boiled.
Okay,
in a broth.
So if I boiled milk and then put cereal in it and then let it cool and then ate that,
would that
be cereal soup?
If you put cereal into the milk and boiled it together and then served it,
cereal soup.
Even if you chilled it afterwards, but you first have to cook it.
Okay.
Then it's cereal soup.
Okay. I'll accept that. The cooking. Well, then where's
gazpacho? It's cooked in the first place and then it's chilled.
Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I'll accept
there you
that.
Go. Oh my God, this is the first time Sean's admitted he's wrong on the podcast. It only took 100 episodes for me to win an argument here. Okay, I like this one. So you know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Yeah.
Okay, if you were the eighth dwarf, what would be your name? Like, you know, there's Grumpy and Sleepy and all that.
Well, it's weird for you because like Grumpy, Sleepy, Dopey, like all those ones are already gone, you know? Is Sleepy even one?
He's
I don't
hate
think
you.
So.
I think that Sleepy is a one.
Wouldn't
just make
that
just
up. Be Dopey? I guess he's like kind of just
he's
like
just
dopey.
Like kind of dopey. Like
okay.
I feel like you are meanie.
Yeah.
Like you're meanie.
Yeah.
You're like just
cunty.
Yeah. Okay, you're cunty dwarf and I'm dykey dwarf.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that works for
us,
right? Should we put that on merch? Oh my God. Okay. Weirdest outfit you've ever worn? Last episode, if you listen, I wore gloves on my hands to a party, which, by the way, the true fans that follow us on Instagram know they saw that picture. It was bad.
You know, it got a great response, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People loved it. Yeah. I should start incorporating it into my brand today.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was weird. I did like the hat addition to that outfit.
Yeah, that
you
was
failed to include that hat in your description, which I feel really rounded the outfit for
it
you.
It was a look altogether. The look away from the camera too, like the fact that I'm not looking at the camera. I was like trying to make it look like it was just
like a Vogue shoot.
Yeah, like an unexpected shot.
You caught me slipping with my gloves. I know what mine is. It doesn't have any recent story to it, but okay. I know exactly what it is. When I was young, when you're a kid, kind of with the whole gloves thing, you like get something weird stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. I used to have this like long raincoat.
Okay.
And I liked it because, this is so embarrassing, but I liked it because I felt like it was almost like a cape. Like, I felt like I was, like,
so cute.
Like, not in, like, a superhero way, but kind of, like, in, like, a bad bitch way.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I remember, I think I saw, like, a clip of, is it, like, Underworld? Whatever you know.
That Kate bitch, yeah.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsdale.
Yeah.
And she had, like, a long coat, and that's how I felt in that coat. And I would wear it everywhere. Yeah. And it was a raincoat. But I felt like I was Mission Impossible.
You have to be seen in that look.
Yeah. That was probably because I loved her.
Something weird that I used to wear is when I went to high school, like early high school, grade 8 and grade 9, it was really in to have layers. So like girls had like 3 tanks on top of each other.
Right.
And they used to sell at like Garage and like those stores, these like
the fake ones.
Layers. Yeah. They're like bands. They're like elastic, like spandex bands that were like probably 6-inch thick. So you put them at the bottom around the top of your jeans, around your waist, and then a tank over top. And I used to stack like 3 of those bitches on top of each other. Like I was layered
like
for the gods.
9 fake tanks under your one tank.
I'm like, am I wearing one tank? Am I wearing 9? No one will know. Take a guess, bitch. So yeah, that was a weird one.
Okay.
This one's like, I'm gonna ask it. We're gonna offend somebody.
Okay.
This is probably the most likely that we're gonna get canceled ever on this podcast.
Oh,
okay.
God. Okay.
Worst name you could give your child.
Oh.
The reason I'm saying that is because almost every time that I make fun of a name in my life, I can think of 3 times somebody goes, that's my cousin's name. Or, oh, that's so funny because that's my dad's name. And I go, oh, well, fuck me, right?
Yeah.
So if you're named this, sorry about it. I don't
know. Okay, to build on that, I'm going to offend a lot of people here.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a specific, we've talked about this. Uh-huh. It's not a specific name that I hate, but there is one part of a naming structure that really bothers me. And that is when people take a name like Robert and shorten it to Bob. Because I don't understand.
Right.
This isn't like Wheel of Fortune. You can't just buy a letter.
That. Yeah.
Like, where'd you get the B from?
Well, even like my dad's name is James, but it's Jim. And I've always found that structure weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like, to me, a nickname is a part of your name. Like, you don't just like make a new name.
Yeah.
That's so
like
weird.
William and Bill.
Richard and Dick.
Yeah.
That's wild. First of all, I don't know why anyone would go by Dick.
Well. Go with what you know, you know.
Brianne Pussy. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brie, but my friends just call me Pussy. I don't know. I can't think of any specific names.
I have a certain pet peeve with names that I feel like are very driven towards what the parent wants their personality to be.
Oh, yeah.
In the sense that like I actually quite like the sound of the name and the look of the name, but I feel like when a kid's named like I don't know, like something really super hyper feminine or super hyper masculine, like Daisy.
Yeah.
Okay. To me, like if a little baby Daisy, like you're expecting
you're coming
to dress
for Katy Perry's gig, right?
Little,
now.
Yeah. I know you're listening, Katy, and I'm sorry. I didn't want to say it, but like to me, like cute name. Like I love the sound of it, but it's very like personality particular to me.
Yeah.
And I find that like a lot of times when parents are naming their kid that, like Gunner.
Right.
Another name that I think is like a really attractive, handsome name, but I feel like they're expecting it to be like a very hyper masculine.
Also
kid.
Like scary.
Yeah. So I don't know that. I feel like when names have like almost a personality attached to them, it just bothers me.
Okay.
But I think that's simply because being in a queer space, I know a lot of people that have had to change their name because they feel like their name is either too...
does not represent...
is too hyper-masculine or feminine.
Yeah.
And once again, they're just words, so it's what you attach to them. So that's just all on personal preference. There could be, like, the butchest Daisy out there, and that's, like, totally cool and awesome. But I think a lot of people feel like they have to by what their name presents them as.
Yeah.
And I prefer names that could be, like, more blended either way just for, you know, gender identity's sake and, like... masculine or feminine identity's sake.
I have two more.
Okay.
One is like, I know it's a meme about like Christian girl fall and that whole girl that was naming her kids and she had all the ones crossed out.
It was amazing.
But it's like adding E-I-G-H into everything.
Right. Yeah.
And I didn't think that I actually cared, but I went up Whistler skiing and there was like a ski school.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. Yeah. Every single one of the kids had like a fucked up spelling.
Just like, just to try and be different.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to make unique. We're not going to actually pick a like unique name, but we're just going to like,
we're just
going to
spell it like we've never read this name before.
Yeah.
And then my other one is I really, this is kind of building on the, you know, hyper-feminine, hyper-masculine, not the correct way to do it.
Yeah.
When parents name their kids something that's, like, really specific to the moment, like how all of those kids were named Daenerys, and then she had not a great story arc.
Yeah.
And another one is, I know she's not listening, but somebody I know, her family member was going to name her daughter Moana, and she is not Polynesian, and was, her partner is not Polynesian. Yes,
because she loved the movie.
Because she loved the movie.
And it's like, no.
So you're going to give your daughter like a cultural appropriative name and she hasn't even seen the movie yet because she doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of weight for her to carry.
I very much agree.
I am happy to report they didn't go with that.
They
got some feedback that that wasn't maybe the right move.
I love that. Okay. This is another hard-hitting question.
Okay.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? Like, if they're all trying hard.
Honestly, one really dedicated chicken, probably.
It's not about how many chickens. It's about how hard the chickens feel like killing the elephant.
It's not about what the chicken says. It's about how much pain the chicken is willing to inflict on said elephant. And how that makes the elephant feel.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about the number of, like, 50 chickens.
I was going to say, like, to me, how I'm working with it is I'm picturing the size of an elephant and how many chickens it would take to kind of cover that elephant.
Yeah, so what I was picturing is I was picturing, like, Power Rangers. But the chickens, like, tap their rings together and then form an elephant made of
chickens. Yeah, like an elephant-sized chicken that can battle.
No, like just an elephant made out of hundreds of chickens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like kind of like in Dumbo, the movie, when all the little elephants make like, they just walk together and it looks like a big elephant in the like, that like fever dream that Dumbo's having.
Absolutely.
Which... that movie was fucked. Don't even get me started. I just got transported back into being terrified when I was a child watching that and like literally horrified. Like, you know, why are my parents subjecting me to this?
You know, it'd be just as horrifying. Fucking chicken stacked into an elephant shape.
I think they could do it because honestly, if you think about it, like as soon as they take out the eyes of the elephant, like peck, peck, peck.
Yeah.
And then like I'm thinking, like how would they actually do it? Like maybe like all crawl down the throat. Like, all go in the mouth,
right.
And then, like, try
so the
and,
elephant
like,
just has its mouth open.
Like, peck it inside. Like, there's gonna have to be some chickens that are willing to die to make it happen.
For the cause.
For the cause, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think it could happen, though.
I feel good about 50 chickens.
Okay. Someone's question is, oh, and why? Like, I don't know what that means. Oh, and why?
About this podcast?
Maybe,
I
honestly.
Get that.
I really feel that.
I wish I had an answer to that question.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in-app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Okay, someone said, how is being vegan going? It's only been 3 days for me.
Oh, I literally thought this was for me, and I was like, got it.
You're like, fantastic, flawless, amazing.
Yeah.
I will say this, and to anyone who disagrees with me, they're a liar. Being vegan is so easy.
Yeah.
It's just easy.
I'll preface that, but okay. You can go first.
Okay. No, if you're going to preface it.
Oh, I don't know what preface means. I was just using it.
You're like, I just want to also give an opinion.
I think being vegan is incredibly easy. I think a lot of it is people hyping themselves up that it's going to be hard because they don't want to make the commitment to do it, which is valid.
Yeah.
But I do think, and I've said this constantly, that I think it would be harder to begin the transition if you don't like to cook.
I agree with that. I agree with that completely. Because the other thing is, I think a lot of people think of being vegan as like, you have to be making these like elaborate like vegetable meals. Realistically, you could literally, I'm not going to say that you would get the fucking nutrients, but Lord knows, I've talked about it before, my girlfriend does not get the nutrients. I don't know how she's still kicking, but she is. She doesn't eat vegetables or fruit.
Nope.
You could literally eat just pasta with tomato sauce and you're vegan.
Yeah.
Like, people aren't vegan because they just don't want to be, and that's totally fine. I don't want to be fucking vegan.
Yeah.
But, like, it's been 3 days. I'm not like, oh, how do I make these life choices and differences? I'm, like, just not eating meat and dairy. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? I'm not going above and beyond to, like, supplement it with other things. And obviously, long-term, you'd have to. And then there's, like, the costs associated with making a more healthy lifestyle that is, like, hard. And I get that.
See, that's the trickery. The trickery, though, is people always equate being vegan to expensive.
Yeah.
Which isn't true, because if you go to the grocery store, the cheapest things, like, the most expensive things are, like, meat and cheese.
Yeah, I agree.
The cheapest things are fucking beans and vegetables.
Totally.
But there is the transition that when you are being vegan, you're going towards more specific, very specific ingredients and all those are in whole foods. And, so that I think is
because you're doing like the like almost like meat based knockoffs that are more expensive. But if you just genuinely just did like no like knockoffs, like not the like vegan sausage and the vegan whatever and the like whatever, if you just did vegetables and like beans and like fucking rice and pasta, like it's cheap. It is. Meat and dairy is so expensive. Holy shit, when I checked out at the grocery store the first day when I was getting all my groceries for this newfound veganism, I was like, why is this so goddamn cheap? Like, it was crazy.
How
is it going? I haven't noticed anything different. I just bought ingredients that were not vegan or were vegan, and then just have making meals in the same way that I would otherwise.
And how's it going for me? It's been like 4.5 years, and I no longer just absolutely shart my brains out. So
that's nice. That's honestly a plus. I'm excited to see with 30 days, like, if it makes me like not shit my pants every day, which would be like a nice bonus for life. The harder part is that I'm now 3 days into sober October. Truly traumatizing that we are recording our 100th episode without drinking my hand.
You know what's funny? I also was going to be getting us champagne, and then you decided to ruin my life with sober.
That's October. What I mean. So, like, I really ruined that celebration. I respect people that are sober so much, because so much of, like, life, like, celebratory moments and, like, socializing is centered around alcohol.
Yeah.
And that's a bummer. So I think it, like, anytime I, like, don't drink, it, like, makes me recognize that more. And I'm like, there really needs to be more, like, queer spaces and activities that are not based around alcohol.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, that's so true generally. Yeah. But we have such a limited scope of activities.
And it's always, like, a bar drinking.
Yeah. And even if it's an event or some sort of meetup, it's at a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, like, for people that don't want to be in bar spaces, it's a real damn shame.
Yeah.
So that needs to be fixed. Okay. Ideal type when you were younger and how that's changed to now.
Women and now men.
No, literally me. I'm like athletic men to just every woman ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like quite the transition.
A princess, and now I am the princess. Yeah.
In general, though, I will say, regardless of what gender I was dating, like, I did date some, like, very, like, stereotypical, like, jockey guys that would be considered, like, very, like, stereotypically handsome. Like, you know, athletic, whatever.
Yeah.
But the people that I always had, like, the biggest crushes on and, like, actually, like, looking back was, like, emotionally drawn to are, like, weirdos.
I literally thought you were going to say, are women. I was know.
Yeah. I'm coming out today. Yeah. I figured it's the 100th episode. I might as well tell people I'm a dyke.
Yeah.
No, but, like, I've come to realize that my type is very odd for some people because when I tell people the people that I have crushes on, even, like, celebrities or, like, you know, famous influencers, people are like, oh, really? Because I think people are expecting a very, like, stereotypically attractive response.
Right.
And that has never been my thing. Like, I've never had a celeb crush on the, like, expected person. Okay. Or, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like the people that I'm actually, like, really drawn to are people that are kind of just themselves and, like, don't, it's, like, almost this consistent energy. They're all very different, but this consistent energy of, like, I'm gonna really love what I love and, like, be who I am, and that's just it.
And that's why you love Julia, because she doesn't know how to make crepes, and she stands by it.
And she stands by her crepe.
There's nothing weirder than that.
Yeah, no, actually. But, like, seriously, like, Julia's that exact kind of person. Absolutely. Like, she just is who she is, and she's, like, not gonna do stuff that doesn't, like, fall in line with that just to be, like, liked by other people. And I fucking love it. That girl's a sexy-ass bitch. Okay, anyways.
Getting distracted there.
Getting a little
H-word over there.
Okay. Someone just said, so, where do we stand on glory holes?
Very, very highly. That's where we stand. Technically, you'd stand it in front.
Yeah. We stand in front. Would you stand behind or in front of a glory hole? That's a good question.
What kind of day? What hour? You know? Really depends.
I'm interested in glory holes for vaginas, because vagina owners, picture yourself trying to put your vagina through a glory hole. Like, are there some?
Well, you don't put it through. I'm not roping my asshole through.
Oh, you're putting your asshole through?
Well,
no.
You're comparing it to
no,
a vagina.
I'm thinking vagina and vagina. Like, if I'm giving cunnilingus. If I'm giving cunnilingus. If my head is cunning.
If my lingus is cunning.
Then, like, the vagina, like, first
you would need
all,
some sort of, like, stool apparatus.
Well, even so, like, you would have a stool or a table, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm picturing, like, you kind of, like, you, like, put your legs up against the wall and, like, have to bump your, like, ass close
to
the wall.
You'd have to have a really long tongue.
Well, yeah.
Or, like, enough, like maybe, like, some, so, like, your chin can get through.
Yeah.
I like that I'm, like, motioning this.
Yeah, like, it just seems, like, very, like, it seems difficult.
Yeah.
Because how much of the vagina, the labia, actually,
right,
is going to be, like, through, like, clitoris, through the hole, like a flower blooming through the hole, right?
Yes.
And how much, and then I'm jamming my face against the hole. It just, I feel like glory holes are really made for penis owners.
Yeah.
It's
you could strap on through a glory hole.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we feel about glory holes? We feel government sanctioned. That's how we feel.
Honestly, if there's anything iconic about 2020, it's that the BC government told us
to use glory holes more and more.
Like, by name, too. They didn't even just, like, kind of reference it and people piece it together. Like, in writing, government official checked off glory holes.
Yeah.
Gorge. Okay, this is like really, this is the advice that people have been wanting, I can tell.
Okay.
How to not fart during sex.
How do you not fart during sex?
Yeah.
Who says I don't?
Oh, that's literally the most amazing question.
Okay,
ever.
That one has more weight to it with gay men.
Yes.
Because even if you're not farting, something's going to make some noise. Someone's going to get an old rattle down there.
Like, you got to expect sounds.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, do you listen to, like, a playlist or something, or you just go with the sounds?
I hate listening to music.
What, during sex?
Yeah.
Because then you weirdly feel like you have to be on the rhythm of it.
I remember one of the first people I hooked up with for, like, an extended period of time had to listen to music.
Right.
And I would find myself, like, getting distracted by the music.
Right. Okay, like, for me, I feel like I would just feel like a weirdo because I'd feel like either I'd be going to the beat of the music, and then I'm like, am I looking like I'm trying too hard?
Is a music video?
like actually, like, is I'd feel like they'd be like, whoa, you're, like, kind of overdoing it.
Yeah. With and you're like, you're the one that played Calvin Harris, bitch.
Me pop. You know what I mean? And then the other side of it is if I'm not going to the beat, then they're gonna think I have no rhythm. Like,
yeah.
I'm really awful at what I'm doing. It throws it off. So I don't like the music, but I was just asking, like, to cover the sounds. Or you just like to, like, hear it.
You know. It lives its own life. So how do you fart during sex? Listen to loud music.
I honestly, I've never actually farted during sex.
Right.
I've queefed.
Right.
Right.
As one does.
Like, the air, which I think would be similar to, like,
in the butthole.
In the butt. Like, the air is being pushed in.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, things are going to make sounds. But one time I did have to fart during sex, and I thought about it the whole time. All I was concentrating on is not farting.
Not farting, yeah.
Like, that's all I was concentrating on, because it was, like, very new with the person that I was sleeping with at the time.
And you're like, if they rock me just right, like, it's gonna
it's
sneak
happening.
Out.
Like, I can't control this so long. So I'm, like, doing asshole kegels down there, like, trying to fart. So
yeah, nice.
So did you get your answer there? Okay, so someone asked, I lost it. Okay, here. Any curiosity to sleep with the opposite sex? And I mean, I have, so for me, no. Like, I know what that game's about.
Yeah.
Any curiosity for you? Like, are you ever just, like, curious what it would feel like to have sex with, like, a girl?
In all reality, I feel like it wouldn't feel that different. Well, like,
that is the funniest gay man thing I've ever heard.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Are wrong. You sure?
I think you're wrong.
Dicks aren't, like, the most sensitive thing, though.
That's true. I think that's true, because I'm coming from a female perspective.
I feel like if I was, like, eating somebody out, that'd be a very different experience.
Yes. Going down on or, like, even fingering would
totally
be
different.
Very different.
But, like, I feel like a dick's just, like, happy to be there. You know?
Just happy to be cuddled.
Yeah, honestly.
By anyone.
Like, you're not getting, like, specific response from either thing, I would assume.
That's true.
Curiosity, I feel like it's always there. But we've spoken in the podcast that I don't think that I'm as far on the spectrum as some people.
Yes.
Like, I'm not disgusted by women. Only Brie.
Should we just tell them we fucked?
We fucked. Yeah.
Sean and I. That's the next gay ASMR.
Yeah.
Doing what we have to do for the podcast. It's just
nice 30-second gay ASMR.
Fuck. Okay. How often do you change your bed linen?
Oh God. So
this is embarrassing for me.
Yeah, you're gross. Mm-hmm. This is, like, a gripe of my boyfriend's.
Okay.
Because I constantly change my bed linens. I would say every week, sometimes two, but I would say usually every week.
Okay.
And even then, like, I could do it more, but, like, the process kind of tires me out.
Yeah.
But it's, like, so often that I will my boyfriend will come over to stay the night, and I haven't put my bed linens on yet
because they're worst. I hate that. And it's like, do you mind if you help me? No, I don't want to.
Oh,
do
I don't
that.
Ask for help. I'm an independent woman. Okay. Did I just switch every vowel in there?
Yes, you did. You had a stroke.
Yeah. So I do it quite often. I feel like you do it maybe once a year.
Okay, I'm going to be real honest here. If I didn't have Julia doing it, I don't know even when I would. I can't even think about it. Like, I would just I would try and find a mattress supplier where the sheet was already on it and just buy a new one sooner than I would take that shit off. I can't tell you a chore I hate more. I don't know what it is. It only takes like literally 30 seconds, but something about trying to get those fucking corners on, I hate it. Oh, I literally hate it.
I love it. And there's nothing better in the world. I don't shave my legs because I hate when I shave my legs, they get really itchy.
Okay, yeah.
But I do trim them with like a really low guard because I don't like leg hair. And there is nothing better than putting fresh linens on your bed.
Oh, yeah.
Getting smooth legs, like having a shower and then going
like
to bed. And you're
seal.
Literally just like sliding moving around. Your legs around until you tucker yourself out.
That's true. I love that feeling.
Yeah. So you've experienced that maybe once.
Okay. But Julia's on your routine. She does it like once a week, bi-weekly kind of thing.
Okay.
But I'll come home from work and I'm like, oh, fuck, it's a bedsheet day.
Right.
But thank God for her, honestly. She literally keeps us on track. Okay. We don't even need to answer this. What was the shittiest episode? I mean, obviously Bree's birthday was the
Bree's birthday
episode.
But now it has a cult following.
We can't even like really speak poorly about it anymore because it is what it is.
It is, yeah.
And I do think my birthday is coming up in a month, so I'm just gonna toss this out there. I think that the cult following might want a Bree's birthday part too.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Your birthday, and I texted you this the other day, was maybe one of the worst nights I've ever had out in my entire life.
Yeah.
I wish I was kidding.
I know you're not. My birthdays are the worst days of my life. Like, I hate my birthdays.
Yeah. And also, I feel like you might have started all of this 2020 shitstorm because of how shitty your birthday was. Yeah.
No, because then every year would be like that. Because like we talked about on Bree's birthday, every year is a travesty.
But wasn't last year one of the...
Honestly, I don't know. Honestly, like you were only there for that once. But to me, that's like pretty routine.
Oh, okay. I thought chipping her tooth on a loose Kalamata olive might really toss her into first place.
Really tipped her into the first home spot. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. This is the real kicker, though. Have you ever lied in an episode? I'm going to say absolutely. Because here's the thing, by a lie, I mean, I don't think I've lied about anything like that, like stories or anything.
Right.
But I think I've definitely left out certain parts of the story or like changed a certain thing up to save someone's identity from being too obviously exposed.
Right. I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Besides maybe that.
Yeah, like I'm being really strict with myself on what a lie is because I feel like there's like a couple times that I've been like, for example, like maybe instead of saying like 3 years ago, I say like 6 years ago or something. That's not an actual example I can think of, but like maybe I like say something a little off time so it's not so fucking obvious.
Yeah.
Because I know some people listen.
Yeah, like... Maybe that. I feel like even that, I don't know.
Or like changing names. Like, we change all the names.
Yeah.
Like,
but besides that, I don't think I've ever said a straight out lie.
Like, for example, like, not Lauren.
Exactly.
You know?
Nobody knows who
that
is.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to bring this realist back because I can't think of anything that would be like an actual.
I don't think that's lying. I think
that's not lying.
Just kind
that's
of
just
like,
me, like,
not being a shitty friend.
Yeah. Or like not being like. Even like too harsh on like exes or whatever, right? But yeah, like all the stories on here, believe it or not, yes, we are this tragic.
Absolutely.
It is the truth.
And also it's one of those things that you can't, I personally am of the mindset, you can't have 100 episodes of a podcast
totally.
If you're liars, because we reference so many stories over and over.
Yeah,
and
so
if
true.
I had to go back and like remember how I lied a story, it just like, I don't have the stamina for that.
No. Oh, 1,000%. Like, can you imagine like trying to keep up with our lives?
Yeah.
Okay. This will disturb me forever.
Okay.
Do you think it makes a sound when hair grows? Like, it's got it, right? The friction against the, like, a teeny tiny little sound? Like, one that's inaudible to us?
I don't think so. Because it's so slow.
But anything, even if it's super slow, like this is my finger going really slow, that's my...
Maybe the sound of me, like, ripping out an ingrown hair. But...
I hate it because I feel like it's got to, but I hate how, like, right now my hair is growing and probably making a sound. And I
right? Sorry, just blew everyone's eardrums out.
Like, that's disgusting.
I think it's so slow that it doesn't. But then does, like, a snail make a sound?
Yeah, it does.
Ew. It's so, like, the hair is just, can... like...
Ew! I feel like it's more of like a friction sound, like, to, like, me. Like, yeah, breaking it, busting out of the skin follicle.
I don't think it does. Final answer.
Final answer. Okay. What is a thing that deeply connects you and Sean? I would probably say the fact that I have so much shit on him that he knows he can't leave me. No, just kidding.
She's not wrong.
Just kidding. I don't know. Like, obviously, I think we've talked about it on all of our other we talk about it every damn time we do a Q&A because we're so excited about making, like, a milestone. But it's so cool with Sean because I feel like we talk about things that I would never talk about with other people.
Right.
Not because, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable necessarily talking about other friends about the stuff that we talk about, but it's pretty rare that you're in a social setting and, like, unprompted you're like, let's talk about our experience with this.
Yeah,
like, it comes up here and again, but the fact that, like, every week we sit down and have, like, while a funny and light conversation, we also have, like, really heartfelt and deep conversations.
I mean, some of them have not been funny or light.
Some of them haven't, and, like, we've shared a lot of stuff and, like, stories about our life that, because we are somewhat newer friends, like, not now, it's been like 4 years, but, like, I feel like I've known you my entire life.
Yeah,
because there's people
we've
that
gotten
I've
gotten through so much.
Yeah.
Material.
Yeah. Like, we've, like, even the stuff, like, that happened before I knew you and before you knew me, I am now connected to through you telling the stories.
Yeah.
And in the same way that I feel like our listeners are connected to us, like, we get messages that people are like, I feel like I know you. Sorry if it's weird that I'm messaging you this, but, like, I feel like I'm hanging out with you guys every time when I listen to the weekly podcast. And it's like, no, I completely get that, because in the same way that you all might feel connected to us and, like, you're just hanging out with a couple friends chatting every week, I feel like I'm connected to those moments in your life that I was absolutely not there for, but I've just heard them on a deeper level than if we had just met, you would have ever told me about.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree. I have three that I think are big tie together.
Okay. Okay.
Number one, the fact that we always wear black.
Yeah.
It's like we kind of look like siblings sometimes.
Yeah.
Somebody commented on the Instagram page mm-hmm. recently, and they were like, I like how you guys are wearing matching outfits in all of these pictures. And we're like, even if we didn't plan that, it is what would happen.
They would have just been matching.
Number two, I think, is our sense of humor.
Yes.
We have very similar, very dry, very, you know, mm-hmm. cut as deep as you can. We'll
yeah.
still laugh it off. And then I think the most important, and I mm-hmm. think this is ever clearer to me as we move through our lives
yeah.
together, is that we communicate in such similar ways
yeah.
that we don't really ever fight, or, you know,
yeah.
we don't really have a lot of issues because we communicate so similarly.
Yes.
You know, like, I feel
totally,
like I can
I
feel what you're thinking most
yeah.
of the time. If we have something that we need to say to each
yeah.
other, it is said in the same
yeah,
way.
Totally.
So, yeah.
I completely agree with that. And I think that people really underestimate how communication styles, like, create rifts and, like, make a difference.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's so easy with us, and obviously it would be, can you imagine if that wasn't the case with a podcast where you kind of have to, like, guess what the next person's saying and when they're done their thought and when they're not, like, I feel like it flows so naturally because of our communication styles.
Yeah.
It's the reason that we are able to not plan and just rant and go off of each other and kind of understand where the other person's going. I mean, even the fact that we literally think of the topic when we sit down in this damn closet is because we know and we trust that we both can just go off on that based on our sense of humor and communication without having like any understanding of what the other person's going to say beforehand.
Exactly. And we we have a lot of the same mental health issues and we're so open about it that like one of us will ignore a text from the other person. Totally. And we'll be like, sorry, like, I was just stressing about this. And the other one's like, no, I get that.
Yeah, you know? Like, yeah, we totally, like, we relate in a lot of ways, which is nice and, like, comforting in a friendship to not feel like you have to, like, over-explain things. Yeah.
Over-I-can-explain things.
I think we have been over-explaining considering it's 100 episodes. Yeah. But no, it's been so much damn fun. And you know, I love you so much. Yeah. Like we joke on here, but like Sean is like my best friend. And this is just like so cool that we are at 100. And we really appreciate all of you that listen. And we're excited for the next 900.
I think we should get to 1,000.
I think like next milestone is 1,000.
Yeah,
don't even celebrate.
Maybe a mil. I'm feeling
definitely a mil. Yeah. Oh my god! Can you imagine when we're sitting down for our millionth episode of I Can Explain?
We're like 7,000 years old.
Oh my god! Still fighting about cereal being
still
soup.
Talking about farting, farting during sex.
Well, it'll increase, I'm sure,
absolutely,
as we age.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, thank you all so much for listening. As we mentioned earlier, we have a ton of exciting stuff going on right now. While you're listening, there is merch up. You can sign up for our Patreon to support us, which we would appreciate endlessly. We want to keep making awesome content for all of you that hopefully brings you joy, laughter, allows you to relate, helps you out with advice, whatever it may be. We appreciate you listening. Please follow or subscribe wherever you are. And also, if you listened to this 100th episode, screenshot wherever you're listening and post it on social media. Tag us so we can all celebrate together. And until next time, we will
see you around the gay red. In your new merch.
Yes. Tag us.